play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
National anthem from Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse here in Sterling. That's sent it down to PA announcer Andrew Root for our starting lineups.
Good evening, basketball fans. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First, for Galesburg, a 5'8 sophomore, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'2 senior, number 10, Grace Nelson. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Cadence Leidick. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Abby Linkapalter. A 6'1 senior, number 40, Abigail Davidson. Galesburg is coached by Evan Massey.
Before he starts, they're showing a video on their new scoreboard of Sterling, kind of like we do at Galesburg High School, but this is a new four-sided scoreboard here. It's actually four separate pieces before huge screens, and they could do the entire screen in video. Kind of cool. Really, I mean, I think this is the nicest one I've ever seen in a high school by far.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is nicer than some colleges I've been to.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they can do with this thing. Actually, I was kind of looking that way. It's hard, you know, they got the giant flag here in this field house, so I was kind of looking
And now let's meet the starting lineups for your Golden Warriors. A 5'4 junior, number 2, Abby Halsney. A 5'8 junior, number 4, Olivia Turner. A 6-foot junior, number 11, Catherine Rousey. A 5'8 junior, number 22, Cadence Weeks. And a 5'4 junior, number 23, Addie McCombs. The Golden Warriors are coached by Ms. Taylor Jackson. Tonight's officials, Mr. Dave Sargent, Mr. Brandon Peters, and Mr. Steve Langhauser.
All right, that's our starting line. So I was going to say during the national anthem up on the big board, there was video, there was the Mount Rushmore, there was the Statue of Liberty, the Brooklyn Bridge, among other things. Kind of cool. All right, Streaks in there.
Thank you.
In their road dark gray with white numbers and silver and white trim. Sterling in their home white with the gold numbers, navy blue and gold trim. Abby Davidson in the center circle for the Streaks. And it was Catherine Rousey for Sterling. Yep. And the Streaks win the tip, but they turn it over. Abby Lehenfelter went to throw the ball to the left wing to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara was going the opposite direction, so the Streaks start off with a turnover here tonight.
Yeah, right away there, Kiara and Abby not on the same wavelength, and hopefully that's not a sign of things to come, as we've had seen some of these games where the Streaks turnovers get a little over the top.
Abby Hall's knee with it. Out high it goes. Near steal by Caden Slide. You know, it's interesting. They are showing the live feed of the game, but on the scoreboard, it's the opposite of what they're going on the court.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So we might be able to see replays. That'll be kind of cool. I don't know if they'll do it or not. All right, Abby Langenfelter, left wing to Kiara Kilger. Between the circles, Abby Davidson. Looks like they're in a what quarter are they playing here? Looks like they're matching up a little bit, but the Streaks will have it down on the right baseline as it got knocked out of bounds.
It's going to be kind of interesting to see if what they do, because the camera is directly across the gym from us, Tom.
Grace Nelson, the inbound, looking for help. And finally gets it into Abby Langenfelter on the right baseline. Kicks out to Caden Slidick. Out between the circles goes to Grace Nelson. Streaks will set the offense against the Sterling man-to-man. Left wing, Caden Slidick. Puts it on the floor. Gets to Kiara Kilgore. Top of the key. Fires a three. No good. Rebound tapped around and running after it. That's finally run down. Abby Davidson was there, but it was Abby Halsney that finally ran it down for Sterling. Now it's Olivia Turner with it. Left side. Near steal by Abby Langenfelter. Turner gets it back out high to Addy McCombs. McCombs bounces for Rousey right side down on the block, and she lost a handle. I guess Abby Davidson got a piece of it before it went out of bounds.
Yeah, I think she pried it out.
It'll go back to the Golden Warriors. 6:53 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Galesburg sophomores hard-fought win 40-28 over the Sterling sophomore team. This is McCombs with it. Top of the key. Dribbles left. Gives to Turner. Turner out high left side on the dribble, working against Abby Langenfelter. Pulls it back out. Nobody's counting the five. She was on her. Now the official closest is calling or counting it with Halsney on the dribble. Now gets it back outside to McCombs. Dribbles left. Stops. Thought about the three. It looked like the traveled Halsey right in front of the official. Now Caden Slidick knocks the ball away. It will go back to the Golden Warriors on the near sideline here by the scorer's table.
Tom, in the early going, Cadence is doing a great job of jumping passing lanes. I think she's going to have quite a few steals in this one once she gets moving.
This is McCombs with it. 5'4 junior gets to Turner out high left side, left wing to Halsney. Working against Grace Nelson. Now a steal by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara down the right side, got one to beat. Stops, leans in. Oh, they're going to call her for the travel. Oh, no, they're going to call foul. So Kiara couldn't quite get it to fall. Rolled off a little bit too hard, but she'll go to the free throw line with two shots. And the foul is going to go against Cadence Weeks. That's first foul in the basketball game. So Kiara Kilgore goes to the free throw line with two shots, 6:12 to play. And there's the first point of the basketball game. Streaks lead 1-0.
Unlike Saturday, I think we're going to have a good idea of who commits fouls and scores buckets.
Yeah, I think so. Second shot up and good by
They are using this Kiara scoreboard to the fullest extent possible.
Absolutely.
I suppose if you're going to invest this kind of money in one, you better know how to use it to its fullest capabilities.
Full court pressure. Sterling finally gets it across. It overcomes to Turner, drives left baseline. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson, and Abby Langenfelter runs it down the left corner. Gets knocked away from behind. Ooh, you're going to say it went off Abby last.
I thought
Rousey got a piece
of it. Well, she did, but it went off Abby's knee.
So Sterling will have it out far on the left baseline. It'll be Halsney to inbound. Streaks in a man-to-man. Bounces for Turner. Left wing it goes to McComb. She'll step back, fire the three. No good. Rebound Rousey on the offensive side. Travel with a no call. Now near steal by Grace Nelson. Rousey able to run it down on the baseline. Tried to save it in. Went right off Grace Nelson's head, unfortunately. Couple of travels, though, and Coach Massey thought maybe not only the travel, thought she was on the baseline as well. He's talking to the official that was out near midcourt. And there was an official that was right on the play and didn't call it. We saw it too, Coach.
Yeah. Coach is down there demonstrating the little shuffle that Rousey had when she had the basketball.
Turner gets the inbound out between the circles, goes right now, 5:43 to play first quarter, 2-0 Streaks. Now the steal by Caden Slider. Jumped the passing lane just like Eric said, lays it up right side, too strong. I think Turner might have gotten a piece of her. Now another steal by Caden comes from behind and steals it away again. Great job by Caden. Gets it off to Grace Nelson in the backcourt. 2-0 Streaks. Left wing. Jumping the passing this time was Caden Weeks. Runs it down the right side, lays it up and in.
Yeah, Streaks just a little sloppy with the basketball there.
Caden Slidick tried to get underneath that, and Langenfelter got knocked away. Streaks will have it on the left baseline. First substitutions of the game as Capri Ferguson and Juniper Schwartzman will check in, give Abby Davidson and Grace Nelson a break. In for Sterling will be Kira Gibson, a 5'10 sophomore. And it comes to Abby Langenfelter. Left wing penetrates, kicks back out to Capri Ferguson. She's got it between the circles. She'll set the offense. Bree pulls it out near midcourt, dribbles right, gets picked from Juniper all the way down the right side, nice. Lays it up and in. Nice job on the recognized on the pick by Juniper that she's going to have that open lane and took it all the way down.
Well, yeah, Capri kind of hit that just right too, Tom. She came around that corner, and once she saw that the Juniper had a nice seal on that pick, she just went all the way in with the speed.
Inside to Rousey, knocked away. Cadence Leida comes up with another one. Out of Capri Ferguson. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Capri on the run. Pulls it back out, stops, fires from on top of the three-point arc, short. And Abby Lanfelt to try to save it in bounds. I think the ball hit the end line before she got there. 4-2 Streaks, 4:29 to play first quarter. Streaks will pick up with full-court pressure. Checking in for Sterling will be Olivia Melcher, a 5'8 sophomore. And for the Streaks, Alexis Edgerson set to check in. They've got two Olivias on their team, and they have a Cadence, but it's spelled different than our Cadence. We don't have a Ta, though, T-A-A. They've got one of those. Inbound nearly stolen away by Alexis Edgerson. Finally getting it back was Melcher.
And another little shuffle to feet the Streaks bench wanted.
And another steal by Cadence Leida.
That's four in the first quarter.
4-2 Streaks lead, 4:11 to play here in the first quarter. Abby Lingenfelter between the circles, looks over the defense, right wing to Alexis Edgerson. Bounces for Juniper Schwartzman down on the right block, up off the glass, too strong. Weak side rebound, Abby Lingenfelter up and in.
Juniper just needs to, she got a little too flat on that one and couldn't use the backboard how she wanted to.
6-2 Streaks, under 4 minutes to play first quarter. This is McCombs on the dribble, down to the right baseline, faked the shot, then put it up, missed it, rebound Capri Ferguson. Capri gets it across midcourt, left to the center circle. Had two down there with her. Finally, nice look underneath to Abby Lingenfelter running the floor. Left side, turns it with a left hand up and in.
Yeah, it looked like she missed Abby, and then all of a sudden she saw her and just got all her oomph behind the pass to get it down there in the right spot.
Long three-pointer from McCombs. No good. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. 3:22 to play first quarter, 8-2 Streaks. Capri Ferguson right wing with it. Nice look underneath again. Abby Lingenfelter puts it up, can't hit, but she gets fouled this time.
Yeah, nice job, too, by Capri running the offense there. She waved Alexis Edgerson out of this corner to get her out of the way and then went right inside where Abby Lingenfelter was wide open, and now we're going to get a mass timeout.
Cadence Weeks with the foul. That's her second. Okay, we'll take the timeout as well. 3:16 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 8, Sterling 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season, or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with Dr. Peter Morisi. The economist will look at where this economy is headed, up or down, right here.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
So Cadence Weeks picked up her second foul just before the mass timeout. Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line with two shots. She's got a quick four-point run of her own on a couple of nice feeds from Capri Ferguson. Abby a chance to add it to six, and we've got some discussion on substitutions as to who's supposed to be in and out for Sterling.
I don't know. Two players just ran off the bench and came in. So
okay, well, I don't know if they were.
Can you? Had been you must not be a little sub off of
yeah,
the last time out.
Yeah, must not be. Okay, so they're back in after the first shot. They'll be able to sub now. First free throw up and good by Abby Lingenfelter. A 5-point run for her. So now the subs will come in. We've got Natalie Ettinger, 6-foot freshman, and who else was in? 12. No, that's 42. She was already, that was Melcher. She was already in. Second shot for Abby up and in. She's got a 6-point run, and the Streaks lead 10-2. And Abby Davidson in to give Abby Lingenfelter a break. 10-2 Streaks, 3:16 to play here in the first quarter. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbounding is Ettinger. And a near steal on the inbound, knocked away by Kira Kilgore. Now we have a tie between Alexis Edgerson and Dalali Amankwa, who's also in. And the possession arrow points towards Sterling. A lot of young players in for Sterling. In fact, a lot of them that played in the sophomore game as well. Inbound near steal by Capri. Saved it inbounds, but unfortunately went right back into the hands of McCombs. McCombs gets it across to Amankwa.
That's the best press break they've had, probably.
Yeah. Now left baseline, it's Melcher out high. It's going to go into the backcourt. And nice hustle by Alexis Edgerson. Outran the two Sterling players and then gets
good
fouled.
Good job, Alexis.
Yeah, they were trying to chase it out. It was going to be an over and back anyway, but Alexis recognized she had a chance to get the ball and get a shot at it. The foul goes against Olivia Melcher. Her first, and Alexis Edgerson goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. 2:52 to play here in the first quarter. Bounces high, no good. First miss from the line tonight for the Streaks. They were 4 for 4 prior to that one. Abby Lingenfelter, Grace Nelson back in as Capri Ferguson and Juniper Schwartzman will get a break. So Kira Kilgore, Abby Davidson, Alexis Edgerton, Grace Nelson, Abby Lingenfelter in for the Streaks. We lead 10-2, 2:52 to play first quarter. Second shot up, and that one is no good. Rebound, Kira Kilgore leans in with a right hand up off the glass. No. Alexis Edgerton tried to get the rebound and lost, couldn't hold on to it, couldn't reel it in, went out of bounds. It'll go back to Sterling. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure once again.
That seems like a bad trade-off there. Turner comes back into the game for Ettinger and has to inbound the ball with Abby Davidson in front of her. Ettinger was at least closer in height to Abby
Davidson.
Yeah, they
listed her at 6 foot. But, yeah, Turner, that time the inbound went off the leg of Abby, and then they inbounded from in front of their own bench. Ball knocked away in the backcourt by Kiara and a near tie-up. Now she tried to throw it off.
She tripped her.
Got tripped and no call.
It's
got to be a travel or a foul.
Wow.
Caden's got the steal, then got tripped and lost the ball, and she actually slid with it with a pivot foot as she was picking it up and lost a handle on it. Another near steal by Kiara.
Ooh,
now they're going to save.
I'm pretty sure that went off Weeks' hands there.
Well, it goes back to Sterling, 10-2.
Because Kira got her hand in there, and it looked like it went off Weeks after it touched Kira's hand.
And it comes to McCombs. She'll work against Kira. Caden Slidek bounces for Amankwa. She'll stop near the free throw line looking for help. And a steal by Kira Kilgore. Kira down the left side gets bumped and then pushed off. Got the ball back, put it up and in. Well, they didn't call the first one either when she was bumped by Weeks. So Kira with the steal in the basket.
Stiff arm and a bucket.
I mean, but right before that, she's gotten pushed. So it's like, okay, well, we'll see. Amankwa gives it. Now another steal by Kira. Now he won't have to push off this time. Takes it down, lays it up and in. So Kira with a quick four-point run. She's got 6-14-2 Streaks. Streaks playing. I've lost track of turnovers. I had at least 7. I know they've got more than that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have 10.
10 now. Okay. Wow. I really lost. Another near steal by Cadence. McCombs able to get it back. Bounces for Turner. Turner pulls back out on the left side. Right side it goes to Rousey down the right.
She just puts the shoulder down and just starts.
Yeah, just pushing Abby Davidson out of the way, and Abby was able to reach around and knock the ball away but got called for the contact. That's the first team foul on the Streaks. 1:23 to play first quarter. Another new player in for Sterling. This time another freshman, Ty Liberty, 5'5 freshman, T-A-A-H, Ty Liberty.
She played in the sophomore game.
Yep. Inbound comes to Turner, left baseline. Bounces to Amankwa. Now she'll bring it back out high. Right wing goes to Weeks. Weeks on the dribble against Kiara. Picks up. Tried to go back door, but Abby Davidson with a steal for the Streaks.
11 turnovers. We're not out of the first quarter yet.
Top of the key, Abby Lingenfelter. Little missed Abby Davidson posted up there. Now Cadence has it. Bounces for Kiara Kilgore. Kiara left side. Working against Weeks. Fakes right, goes baseline, reverses with a left hand up off the glass and in. A 6-point run for Kira Kilgore. And it's 16-2 Streaks, 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Oh, there's a travel. Oh, how did you not call that? She caught the ball to try to get reel it in with one hand and was running with it right in front of the official. Now a block shot by Abby Davidson on Turner, but Weeks able to get it back. Weeks nearly double dribbled. Kara nearly had another steal. Weeks put a shot up, somehow got that to fall. She's got all four of Sterling's points. 16-4 streak.
Double dribble there by Grace. Got away with one. The officials are, I don't know if they're just not paying attention to the infractions with the ball.
Now Kara posts it up, turns, gets between the defender's left hand, up and in. She just turned, stood there for a second, then broke right between him and put it up and in.
Yeah, the defense just stopped playing.
10 for Kara. Long three-pointer for Turner, no good. With 1 second to play, Grace Nelson with a rebound. We have played one quarter of basketball that has been all Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one, Galesburg 18, Sterling 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Blackthorn Hill Nature Preserve, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Sterling, Illinois, as the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 18-4 after the first quarter. Again, they've really, I mean, you know, from when we first started coming here, Eric, to this field house, the old wooden bleachers, and it was not a very nice place. And for as old as it is, this is a really, really nice facility. Now they've redone the court, new finish on the floor, and the new bleachers, the fiberglass bleachers, and the new scoreboard that just actually fairly recently got installed. In fact, they had to postpone a couple of games to get that installed. Four sided, and you only have bleachers on three sides. So I'm not sure why you have the scoreboard on the other side. I cannot remember if there was some bleachers.
I don't think there was, but I'm sure they can put bleachers in there.
Yeah. Inbounds comes to Abby Davis and gets to Kiara, posted up on the left side. She lays it up and in. She's got 12 in the game and make a 20-4 streak. Try to get inside to Weeks. Nice job. Abby Davidson was fronting. Capri Ferguson came from behind to knock the pass away. It'll go back to the Golden Warriors on the right baseline. It'll be Halsney to inbound as she's back in for Sterling.
Kira has the last 10 streak points, Tom.
So a 10-point run for Kira Kilgore. This is Turner, drives into the paint, kicks out to McCombs out high to Turner, left side. She'll fire the three. Good. Olivia Turner with her first basket. In fact, she's the first Golden Warrior other than Cadence Weeks to score. Cadence Leidick, right wing with it, bounces for Capri Ferguson out right of the center circle. She'll set for the streaks. Now Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. Abby Davidson to Capri Ferguson, right wing. We missed Abby Lingenfelter post up. Now Cadence back to Capri between the circles. Capri dribbles right, gets the pick from Abby Davidson, steps back, fires a three from the right side. Good! Capri Ferguson with five.
Nothing but the bottom of the net there.
First three for the streaks, 23-7, 7 minutes to play first half. Turner left wing goes to Halsney. Near steal by Capri Ferguson. Oh, nice backdoor pass to Turner. I don't know how she even saw her from there with the way the defense was, but Turner puts it up and in. She's got two quick points.
It looked like the streaks play.
Now Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key, short on the three-pointer. Rebound is going to be brought away by McCombs for Sterling. McCombs, top of the key, goes behind the back. Now bounces for Turner left side. Left wing goes to Halsney. Inside to Rousey and to put it off the bottom of the glass and lost it out of bounds. Abby went around in front of her and Rousey got too far under and missed the shot. Then the rebound went off her hands out of bounds. Streaks will bring it back the other way. Juniper Schwartzman, Alexis Edgerson in as Kara Kilgore and Abby Davidson get a break there. And they're with Capri Ferguson, Abby Lingenfelter, and Cadence Leidick. 23-9 streaks. This is Juniper Schwartzman on high right side to Abby Lingenfelter, left wing to Capri Ferguson. Top of the key, Alexis Edgerson. She'll fire the three. Good! Everybody's getting into the act. That's her first basket, 26-9 streaks. McCombs on the dribble out high. Bounces for Turner, left wing to Halsney. They're going to keep trying to find Rousey down low. Now Halsney, out it goes to McCombs. Right wing, this is Weeks. Weeks brings it back out high between the circles.
That's 11 first quarter turnovers. They haven't turned the ball over yet here in the second quarter. Has Sterling.
Yeah. I thought they were going through that time on that pass. Now McCombs drives left baseline, stops, kicks it back out. Now a steal by Abby Leifelter. She got fouled from behind by McCombs.
There it is.
Yep. So McCombs picks up the foul. That's her first. That's four team fouls now on Sterling. Abby Davidson, Kiara Kilgore back in. Caden Zlidick and Abby Leifelter will get a break. 26-9, the Streaks lead. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us tonight. Galesburg High boys basketball tonight. They're back in Rock Island this time to take on the Rocks tomorrow night at the Rock Garden. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will have that for you. 6:40 pregame. Nice look inside from Capri Ferguson to Abby Davidson. Good defense by Rousey. Knocked it away from Abby, but getting it back was Alexis Edgerson. Now Capri Ferguson will reset for the Streaks. It's picked from Abby Davidson. It's the right block, or right elbow. Now down to Abby on the right block. Can't hit the shot, a little bit short. And Halsey goes away the rebound and travel with a good defense by Kara Kilgore.
Halsey, I thought they were going to let her go for a second there.
Well, Halsey went up for the pass, and initially Kara blocked it, but then her momentum was still. Kara pulled her hands back, and she just went up and down with the ball. How many is that, 12, or are they more than that?
They're at 13.
13 now. 13 turnovers and 9 points for Sterling. 5:05 to play first half. This is Capri Ferguson left of the center circle. Gives to Abby Davidson in the left corner. Bounces for Kara Kilgore, posted up, and it got knocked away from behind. It's going to go back to the Streaks. In for Sterling is Kira Gibson, the 5'10 sophomore. She'll give Catherine Rousey a break. Rousey is 6 foot junior. So Capri to inbound from the right baseline with 4:56 to play in the half. And it comes Abby Davidson. Got pushed going up for the pass, and Sterling comes away with the basketball. Down the right side, Turner runs down and got through the Streaks defender somehow and puts it up and in. She's got all 7 of their points here in the second quarter. Juniper Schwartzman, top of the key, hands off to Capri Ferguson. She dribbles left, 26-11 Streaks. Kira Kilgore right side, right down the lane, splits the defender, got some contact, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in.
Yeah, no contact. I mean, I'm just surprised. No charge, no block, nothing.
Now McCombs for 3, top of the key, no good. Capri Ferguson with a rebound. 14 for Kiara. Now it's going to go back to the Streaks as McCombs got in there to knock a pass away and slid out of bounds with it. Back in, Grace Nelson, Caden Slidick, and Abby Lingefelter.
Alexis tried a tough pass there to split the defense in the lane, and unfortunately she threw it right off somebody's leg, and McCombs tried to slide to go grab it.
Liberty back in for Sterling along with Amankwa. Grace Nelson inbound from the right baseline. In it comes to Kara Kilgore, right wing. Thought about the 3, fake, nice move. Gets in the paint, gets tripped up, and going to get tied up now. And a possession arrow pointing toward the Streaks.
Well, what?
Yeah,
on the scoreboard it says
because there was another jump ball. We won the opening tip, but then there was another tie up.
Yeah. Well, and then the quarter.
Oh, that's right. That's why. But it's still, they have the scoreboard was pointing the wrong way. And down comes to McCombs. She's triple teamed, and she was falling out of bounds, she was able to throw it off the leg of Cadence Light. Cadence was nearly able to reel it in, but not quite.
Streaks are going to back off the pressure now.
McCombs brings it across, 3:56 to play first half. Amankwa with it out high on the right side. Now it's McCombs with it. What was that call?
We're going to get a hand check on Cadence, I guess.
So Cadence Leiter gets called for the foul. That's the second team foul on the Streaks. 3:46 to play in the half, 28-11. Now a mask timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. It's a 90-second timeout here, so we'll take a timeout. Streaks lead 28-11, 3:46 to play in the half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks lead 28-11, 3:46 to play in the first half here at Sterling. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us tonight. Streaks 15-4 overall, 3-3 in the Big Six, trying to get above the 500 mark in the conference. Sterling has struggled to 1-12, 0-7 in the Western Big Six Conference. Again, they have not had a full roster this season between illness and injuries, and even tonight a lot of freshmen and sophomores that actually played in the fresh-off game, but they're getting some... Getting lots of time, lots of experience, as Coach Jackson said in the pregame interview, and they've got some talent on that sophomore team. Some of the girls in there, they've got some athleticism in these young girls, just learning how to play and the strength and speed of this game.
Yeah, and if you're going to have a tough season like this, you at least want it to be a developmental season. It looks like Coach Jackson's getting a lot of that.
Near steal now. The Streaks do come away with it. Caden Slidek, a great job, and Abby Lingenfelter as well.
Who got the steal?
Cadence actually ended up with it, knocked it away and ended up with it. She's got a left wing. Now down on the left block, it goes to Abby Davidson. Turn around, jumper up and good. First basket for Abby. Make it 30-11 Streaks. So they do show the replay right after the play happened. I just saw her replay of Abby's shot there. Okay, interesting. Up on the scoreboard. Yeah, immediately after it happened, they did it. They couldn't do that when we were running the Grinnell system. They wouldn't have had time.
No.
Now shot blocked by Kiara Kilgore down on the right side near the baseline outside the three-point arc. It was – who was that? That was Todd Liberty, and Kiara with the block and went out of bounds. And Sterling will have it on their own right baseline. Nobody to inbound. They're all standing waiting.
They all wanted now she's to on be the wrong the side. Receiver yeah. of the pass instead of the
– They all set up on the wrong side too. Well, the ball got knocked out of bounds on that side of the court. It ended up on this side. And it comes to Turner, switched her pivot foot. She has it on the dribble. And another near steal by Cadence, but Turner able to get it back. Now gets it out to McCombs, right of the center circle. McCombs dribbles right baseline, stops, knocked away, and stolen again by Cadence Leidick. Cadence down the right side, lays it up, takes some contact.
No call.
Abby Davidson with a rebound. She gets fouled. They're going to call this one on Rousey.
Cadence has to feel like she's kind of not getting the benefit very often here. As she's had a couple of those now where she's gone in the lane and got bumped and no call.
So Abby Davidson gets called. She goes to the free throw line with two shots with 2:40 to play in the half. First one is up and it is – bounces off, no good. Thought she was going to get the roll there. 30-11 Streaks lead.
For the 20-point lead here.
And there it is. Three for Abby Davidson, 31-11 Streaks, full court pressure. McCombs, she wants to go right, and Kiara cut her off.
We're going to get a bump call.
Man. Good job by Kiara using the baseline as the second defender there, was able to cut McCombs off. She ran into her and then was jumping out of bounds trying to throw it off Kiara's leg, but they call Kiara for the foul.
I don't know how that's a block, but Cadence's layup didn't include a block.
We had a player tying the shoe now. Now we're ready to play. The official stopped the clock for that. Liberty had to tie hers. Full court pressure again. Turner to inbound. Finally gets it in to McCombs. Nearly overthrew Amonkwa, but now she gets it across. And a ball knocked away and stolen by Kiara Kilgore.
Four steals out for Kiara.
Kiara has it. Top of the key on the dribble. Picks up, gives to Abby Davidson. Now high right side, right wing, Grace Nelson. Miss Kiara coming across the lane. Now to Caden Flydick, top of the key, fires a three. Too strong on that one. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound, puts it up. No. And the rebound this time comes away to Turner. She took a couple of steps as she was pivoting away from the Streak players. Right wing goes to Amonkwa. Out high, it's McCombs on the right wing. Now this is Turner. Left wing, it goes to Liberty. In the paint, ball got loose, and Amonkwa comes up with it. Nearly fell down, knocked one of her team, Liberty, her teammate, down. Now throws it over to Turner, goes off her foot, and it's another Sterling turnover.
Man, 17 turnovers here in the first half for the Golden Warriors.
31-11 is the Streaks lead, 1:47 to play in the first half, and checking back in for Sterling will be a couple of starters, Abby Halsney, also Cadence Weeks.
Tom.
Back in for the Streaks is Capri Ferguson replacing Grace Nelson.
Sterling has 17 turnovers. They've taken 14 shots.
Wow. It's not a very good ratio.
No, that ratio is not going to win you very many games.
No. And it hasn't. Oh, now Capri just lost it. And, Streaks got a break there as McCombs, Capri lost it. And she thought it had gone out of bounds, so she kind of stopped on the play. And McCombs dove after it, but she landed out of bounds with it. So the Streaks get a break there and get it back. Capri will inbound from the right baseline. 1:38 to play here in the first half. In comes Caden Slider down the left block. Turnaround up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound Capri Ferguson gets fouled. No call by Turner. Now a rebound by Abby Leofelter. They're going to say she stepped on the end line. So the Streaks turn it over. Good hustle on the offensive glass by the Streaks, but can't get one to fall while taking the contact.
Travel.
That was Halsey that time. Now Turner runs it across left side against Caden Slidek. Now goes right. Gets it to Halsey on the right wing. And it's stolen away by Abby Davidson as they tried to get it inside to Rousey. And she's got a couple steals, doesn't she? Caden Slidek right side now. Swing it over to Kara. Left wing for three. Good! Kara Kilgore's first three of the night.
Who threw that, Cadence?
Yeah, Cadence with the assist. She's got 17. Kara with 17 on the night. 34-11 is the Streaks' lead. Left wing, Halsney for Sterling. Where's the five call?
I don't know if we're even bothering at this point.
Well, he was counting, but I'm not sure when he started. Now McCombs fires a three left side, up and good.
That's a nice-looking three.
Addie McCombs, that's her first basket. She's actually not a bad ball handler either.
No.
She just tries to do a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah, if she had a little bit more direction, I think she'd be better.
Bree Ferguson with a wide-open three right side, can't hit it, and just drew a little bit to the bottom of the iron, I think, and it's going to go back to Sterling. 27.6 to play in the half, 34-14 Streaks. Inbound comes to McCombs. Bounces for Halsney. She gets it across. Up court it goes to Weeks. Weeks left wing, penetration of the paint, stops, puts up kind of a baby hook, up and in. He's got six, and it's 34-16 Streaks, 12 seconds to play in the half.
A little flurry from the Golden Warriors here before the end of the half.
Now with seven, Capri Ferguson with five. To Kiara left wing with three, fires a three, good!
Jeez.
Another three for Kiara Kilgore. She's feeling it. We have played one half of basketball as the horn sounds. It is Galesburg 37, Sterling 16. We'll come back and talk about this one, run down some halftime stats and more. Streaks lead it 37-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling, Illinois. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Sterling Golden Warriors at halftime, 37-16. So, Eric, a good first half for the Streaks. Not a lot of mistakes. It was much. Obviously, we're a better team than Sterling. They're right. Struggling, but we are coming out and doing what we need to do against a team like this.
Yeah, no, the one thing you never want to do, and you kind of talked about this and hit on this early in the pregame, is you don't want to come out and play to their level. We had a game against Manuel the other day. Obviously, they weren't talent-wise up to the Streaks level either, so you want to come out and really take care of business and run the things you want to do. And that's plain and simple. You want to make sure you do the things you want to do, and that's what they're doing right now. The Streaks have been all over the passing lanes. You've got 19 turnovers at the half by Sterling, and they've been passive turnovers, but not just passive turnovers, because you look and Cadence has 7 steals herself. Kara's got 4. So there's 11 steals from those two players.
I think Abby's got 2. All David.
She has 1. I gave that other one to Capri because actually picked the ball up.
Okay. All right. Got it. But still, pretty impressive.
Knocked it away.
Yeah, pretty impressive defensive effort by the Streaks in the first half. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to Streaks road games all throughout basketball season, boys and girls football season as well. Driving a really nice pre-owned 2019 Nissan Murano. White in color. Man, this is a really, really comfortable ride. We're kind of getting used to this. Got to drive it Friday night and Saturday, and again today. It's man, I don't want to give it back, but we have to tomorrow, unfortunately. But, you can check this one out. You'll be able to see it on the lot tomorrow. Stop by and talk to the guys at Galesburg Nissan. They can find you what you're looking for. I know it's not as easy as it has been, new or pre-owned, but they can do it for you. Stop by and talk to them, especially if you're looking for a brand-new Nissan. They can take care of it for you. They will find you what you need. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Streaks lead it at halftime, 37-16. I was looking at their banners in here. Of course, the first ever IHSA Girls State Basketball Championship, they won back in 1977. They just had back-to-back volleyball state championships, 2018
and
19. Of course,
yeah.
The Borum girls were part of that. I can't remember the other young lady of the year.
Yeah.
It was a year older than them, also played basketball, and she won. They all three are, pretty decent Division I schools for volleyball.
Yeah, the other girl was actually the best of the three of them. I think she went to Nebraska, if I remember right.
And the other two, Central Florida and Virginia,
Something like that.
Yeah. So, some pretty impressive athletes they've had go through here. And you look back to 1960 and 61, debate team state champions.
Yes.
Why? I don't remember having that when I was in school. I would have debated. Not very well, but I would have argued anyway. All right, Streaks lead it here at halftime, 37-16. We'll take a timeout, come back, run down some halftime stats, and bring in the second half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
F&M Banks in Galesburg and Monmouth.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
You're busy and probably feel like you don't have time to keep up with the news. Did you know that you can get an entire week's worth of news from Illinois, as well as critical, taxpayer-focused commentary from the state's best news team through the Illinois In Focus podcast? The Illinois In Focus podcast offers a quick rundown of all the big headlines from the previous week, insight into what that news means for your family, and gives you a chance to look at the stories that are developing in the week ahead. The Illinois In Focus podcast, available for free at anchor.fm and at your favorite podcast hosting site.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the Knox County Health Department's free walk-in COVID booster vaccine clinics tomorrow morning and Thursday afternoon at the former Bergner store at the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Clear tonight, overnight low of 0. The wind chill as low as 6 below 0 tomorrow morning. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 34, while tomorrow night an overnight low of 25. In downtown Galesburg, it's 10 at WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Streaks lead at halftime 37-16. Some stacks quickly. Kara Kilgore, 20 points for the Streaks. That included a couple of three-pointers and 2 for 2 from the line. 3 for Abby Davis on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 6 for Abby Lingefelter. She had a little 6-point run, 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 for Alexis Edgerson on a 3. 5 for Capri Ferguson on a 3 and a 2. Streaks with 4 three-pointers in the first half, 5 for 8 from the line. Not a whole lot for Sterling, obviously. 7 for Olivia Turner on 3, a couple of 2s. 6 for Cadence Weeks on 3 baskets. 3 for Addie McCombs on 3 three-pointers. They had 2 three-pointers, no free throws attempted.
19 turnovers for Sterling in that first half. The Streaks just dominated ball control. 7 turnovers for the Streaks. Streaks and Sterling, both 12 rebounds. Streaks had 8 offensive boards, though, to only 3 for Sterling. Sterling, 7 of 16 from the field, so didn't shoot the ball particularly well. They just didn't get very many shots up. 2 for 6 from three-point range. Streaks, on the other hand, 14 of 28, so shooting 50% in that first half. They were perfect, an even 10 of 20 from inside the arc and 4 of 8 from downtown, so they were 50% from each range.
Pretty impressive. All right, 37-16, Streaks will lead then. They will have the basketball to start the second half. They come out with Grace Nelson, Kiara Kilgore, Abby Lingefelter, Cadence Lydick, Abby Davidson. And Sterling comes out with their same starting five as well. Halsney, Turner, Rousey, Weeks, and McCombs. And the backcourt goes to Grace Nelson. She'll set the offense for the Streaks against the Sterling man-to-man. Right corner goes Abby Davis. And how high this is, Abby Lingefelter. Top of the key, Grace Nelson to Cadence Lydick. She'll penetrate. Cadence splits the defenders up off the glass short. Gets her own rebound. They went over her back and pushed her. Now Cadence came from out of bounds and stole the ball away somehow.
I don't think that was legal.
But it's another Sterling turnover. Now we got a foul on whom? I think McCombs. Who is it? Who'd they call? Nobody's indicating to the scorer's table. Did he do it from over there?
They do have a foul on the board.
Yeah, it was McCombs because that's her second. They've got her for 2 on the board now. Top of the key, Abby Lingefelter to Abby Davidson. Turn around, right side, up, too soft on it. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound, up off the glass and in, and 1. The foul's going to go against Weeks, and that's her 3rd. So Kiara definitely feeling it tonight. She's got 22, a chance to make it 23. 39-16 is the Streaks lead. She went up, I just saw on the replay, kind of up with the right hand and got hacked on the right hand and then ended up shooting it with the left hand as she went up.
Is it nice to have that replay?
It really is. And a free throw up and good by Kiara Kilgore. She's got 23 and make it 40-16 Streaks.
She has 23. The Streaks lead is 24.
Halsney, left wing, down on the block, goes to Rousey. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. And Turner comes away with a rebound for Sterling. Now Rousey just standing in the paint. We're not going to get a 3 call now. Turner fires a 3, can't hit. Weeks gets a rebound, dumps it off to Turner, runs into Abby Davidson, puts a shot up over the top of her and in. Catherine Rousey's first basket, 40-18. Quickly back the other way, Cadence Lydick, a little 5-footer, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound, but lost it. Coming away with a Rousey, but stolen away by Cadence Lydick. Now the ball gets loose, and Kiara dives after it along with Halsney.
How
can you get a timeout?
How can you get a timeout?
No
one hit possession of the basketball.
There is no possession. How do you get it? The ball was loose on the floor. This one has always bugged me. It's always bugged me that they will give somebody a timeout when you can't. You got to have, I think, the official.
Coach Mancy's talking about it right now. He's like, how do they get a timeout there?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that many times over the last few years. Wow. But no possession. And, you know, the ball was loose on the floor. But, yeah, we've seen him so many times give it to a coach. Well, Sterling will have it back then. 40-18 is the Streaks' lead. And the Golden Warriors will bring it the length there from three-quarter court.
Assuming somebody goes in inbounds.
So now Turner gets down there. McCone's down there. Streaks will pick up at half court. McCone's right across, gets to Turner out high left side. Left wing goes to Halsney. Halsney and a near steal by Kira Kilgram gets knocked away.
She wants a foul because she got bumped twice there by Weeks. Weeks just trying to bump her off the spot so that the ball would go out of bounds, and no call.
So it goes back to Sterling. They'll inbound from the same spot and bring it back across midcourt. This is McCombs with a carry and a carry. Not that time. Did it twice there. Steps back, fires a three, bounces off, no good. Abby Lingenfelter with the rebound, knocked away by Weeks, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. I don't know if this whole crew, I know the taller gentleman, I know he's normally doing boys basketball. I'm not sure about the other two. I don't know if this is a crew, but I don't know if they're just, I don't know. This is beneath them doing girls? I'm not sure. Caden slided with it, drives down the left side lane, stops, kicks out to Kiara. She'll fire the three, left baseline, short. Rebound run down by Abby Davidson on the right corner. Kicks down to Kiara on the right block, up off the glass and in. Great hustle by Abby Davidson. Kiara, nice job getting posted up and make it 42-18 Streaks. 25 for Kiara Kilgore. 5:52 to play here in the third quarter. This is Turner with it, out between the circles, dribbles left, goes to the baseline, met by Abby Davidson, who blocks the shot, but
still
went in.
I don't know how she got that over the top.
I mean, Abby got a piece of it, and it still went in somehow. Now quickly back to the other way. Caden Kleidikoff, 1 foot, can't hit the shot. Rousey with a rebound, but it's outlet pass knocked away by Kiara. Now it's going to go out of bounds, and maybe it should have been Streaks' ball, they're going to say, though it went off Caden Kleidikoff. So Turner, I better mark down Turner's basket before I forget. 42-20 is the Streaks' lead. 5:29 to play third quarter. In for the Streaks, Alexis Edgerson, Capri Ferguson. They're in, also Juniper Sportsman in there with Caden Slidek and Abby Lingenfelter. So it'll be Halsey to inbound. She'll get into McCombs in the backcourt. She'll bring it across and set. Gives to Turner. Turner left wing. Goes top of the key. Bounces for McCombs. Near steal by Caden Slidek. McCombs went behind the back. Nearly lost the handle on the dribble there. Now Turner with it. Goes to the right wing. Now baseline. Pulls it back out. Abby Lingenfelter nearly got the steal there. She was close to picking the pocket. Right wing goes to Halsey. Bounces back to McCombs. Right baseline.
Wow.
And one hand all the way. Scoops it up off the glass and in.
That was like a slingshot. When you get a second, McCombs is on the side of the floor. Check out her basketball shoes.
Didn't she have blue ones on earlier?
I don't know.
Yes, she did. Now, because you mentioned it now, shot missed on the right baseline. Capri Ferguson, McCombs comes away with it. Yeah, did she change shoes? She's wearing low top. Are they running shoes? She had on like.
I think they look like leisure shoes.
Now Capri with the steal down the right side, lays it up and in. Capri Ferguson with the steal and the basket. No, in the first half, I noticed they were like
bright blue
or a teal-colored shoe.
Somebody was wearing bright shoes.
I'm sure that was her. It was her because she was handling the basketball an awful lot. McCombs has it, left baseline, cut off by Cadence. Kicks out, now near steal by Abby Lingenfelter, went into the backcourt, and Turner ran into Abby as she came. She lost her balance coming across midcourt, ran into Abby, and Abby gets called for the foul.
I just want one standard. I don't care if you're going to let them play, let them play. If you're going to call fouls, call fouls. Yeah. But we can't continue to do this where we let half the bumping go, and then the moment that we want to stop the play, we call a foul.
Yeah. And that was just a player that was out of control and ran into another player. This is Turner on the dribble. Goes to right elbow, now right wing. Brings it back out high. Under 4 minutes to play here in the...
Kira had another steal. Yeah. She wasn't looking for it.
Another carry by McCombs. Gets it to Turner, top of the key. 3:47 to play, 44-22. Streaks have doubled up. Sterling, Turner with it. On the dribble. Cut off by Jennifer Forsman. Yeah. Not too many five counts either.
Oh, Jared tried to pick her pocket.
Now McCombs fires a three out high right side. In and out, no good. Rebound to Weeks on the weak side. Leans in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Kara Kilgore for the Streaks. Kara on the run, down the left side. Gets bumped by McCombs, no call. Now splits the defenders up off the glass and in.
I know, how did you miss that one, too? That's what I'm saying. We're just not calling them.
Just rammed into her out near midcourt, and Kara just played through, went on pass, got the layup up and in.
Well, and it just, the weird thing, Tom, is it seems like Kara, whenever she just stops moving, they all move and open up space for her.
McCombs, right side. The scoreboard has Kara for 25. I've got her for 27.
So do I.
McCombs banked that one in for 15 right
side. She's hit some impressive shots.
Yeah.
She looks like she could be a player.
She's got seven. Now a quick pass from Alexis Edgerson to Abby Davidson, posted up right side as they beat the defense back. The Abby's got five and a timeout called by Taylor Jackson for Sterling. Full timeout will take one as well. 2:42 to play third quarter. It's Galesburg 48, Sterling 24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
2:42 to play third quarter. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Sterling Golden Warriors 48-24. Tom Erdett there, Gibson, Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse here in Sterling. And the Golden Warriors have the basketball. Streaks come out with Abby Davidson, Alexis Edgerson, Grace Nelson, Juniper Forsman, and Kara Kilgore. So Sterling will bring it the length of the court. I would just say I wouldn't mind a full court press for just the end of the quarter to hit that 30 mark, but, yeah, we'll see.
if Cadence and Kara put their head to it, I don't even know they'll need a full court press.
Ball knocked away by Kara. Now the ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up, and it's going to go,
according to the scoreboard, the
Sterling
ball.
Yeah, but when he looks at the scores table, they had it going the other way. So it'll be Sterling basketball again. It'll be Olivia Melcher, 5'8 sophomore, to inbound, and it comes to, Dalali Amankwa. Now back to Melcher. Right when it goes to Amankwa, dribbles. Picks up right side, gives out high to Liberty. Back to Amankwa out high on the right side. Gets a pick from Rousey. Now a near steal by Kara again, but able to get it back was Melcher. Melcher on the dribble right side. Kara cuts her off, knocks it away. Melcher gets it back again. Now to Rousey down the right block. Gets it up, can't hit the shot though. Rebound tapped out. Now goes to the floor.
Just higher up.
Yeah, this time it's going to go to the Streaks.
Liberty again getting wrapped up with that one.
So the Streaks will take it back the other way with 1:52 to play in the quarter. Back in, Caden Slidek and Abby Lingefelter. They'll replace Alexis Edgerson and Juniper Schwartzman. Coach, not giving up on the 30 yet.
No.
Getting the players some work still. Grace Nelson brings it across left side, left corner to Abby Davidson. Out high it goes to Abby Lingefelter. Now Grace Nelson, top of the key, picks up, gets to Kara Kilgore. On the left wing, Kara penetrates, bounces for Caden Slidek on the right side. She'll step back and fire an 18-footer in and out. No good. Abby Davidson with a rebound gets pushed.
Abby goes up for the jump shot, and Gibson goes right into her and just starts pushing her backwards.
Like,
and Abby didn't even bother shooting.
Floating backwards in the air, yeah.
That was funny.
So Abby goes to the free throw line with two shots. She hit one of two in the first half. First one is up, and it is good. 49-24. Natalie Ettinger checking in. She will replace Catherine Rousey. So Abby Davis at the free throw line. Second shot is away, and that one's short. Abby Langenfelter gets in there for the rebound. Bounces for Kiara Kilgore. Kiara down to the right baseline, and she gets fouled going up for the shot. This time it's going to be Ettinger, I think.
A, I don't know how Abby Langenfelter got that rebound. And B, I don't know how she passed it out when she did.
Yeah. Yeah, because she took
impressive.
It away. There was at least two white jerseys there that she took it away from. So Ettinger with a foul. Kiara with the first free throw up and good. 28 for Kiara, 24 for Sterling. 1:27 to play here in the third. Streaks lead 50-24. No, missed that one. Abby Davidson gets in for the rebound. Reverses, can't hit. Abby Lingenfelter rebound, put back, no good. And this time coming away with it was Gibson for Sterling. Now top of the key with it. This is Ettinger.
Right in front of the official.
Now Melcher with it, right side, and Kiara gets tripped up by Gibson. That's going to be a foul. You know, I'm not sure that was – she was just trying to get out of the way, I think, and got her foot tangled up with Kiara's, but they call Gibson for the foul. And that's three team fouls on Sterling. Abby Davidson bounces for Abby Leofo. Abby penetrates, left hand up, can't hit, rebound, and we're going to have
a foul.
Yep.
Abby tried to get in there to get that ball back and tie it, and Ettinger just had the superior position. So,
51.1 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 50-24. This is Zamanqua. Near steal by Kiara, and does. Comes away with it. Kiara comes away with it.
Wow.
Left side, left hand up off the glass, and good.
Geez.
My goodness, I don't know how she got that without going out of bounds on the near sideline. 52-24.
And she used her left hand to steal that, too, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, another near steal by Cadence. Liberty gets it down the right block to Gibson. Posts up, looks for help. Standing in the lane, no three-second count even. Now losing it out of bounds is going to go back to the Streaks. It was Melcher and the Streaks. Hey, well, if we get a basket here, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Lily Clark checking in. Kayla Pendergast checking in. Kiara Kilgore and Abby Lingenfelter will get a break with 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Get tempted to watch those replays up there in the scoreboard
instead
of the live action.
Cadence Leidick with it, dribbles left. Cadence lost it. 4 seconds to play. Abby Davidson with now with one, and we're not going to get a shot off before the buzzer. Yep, Streaks, not good clock management there. But we have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 52, Sterling 24. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, FNM Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling, the Streaks lead 52-24. I just saw the replay of the shot where Abby Davidson got the partial block on the shot by Turner. And she did. That's what made the shot go in. It just put enough angle on it that it got up high enough and over the rim. All right, Streaks lead 52-24. Sterling basketball to start the fourth quarter. Streaks come out with Cadence Leidick, Abby Davidson, Lily Clark, Juniper Schwartzman, and Capri Ferguson. This is McCombs with it to Turner out high left side. Turner back to McCombs out high on the right side now. McCombs guarded by Cadence Leidick, bounces for Halsney. Halsney stops out high right side, gives way to Weeks. Weeks, another near steal by Cadence. McCombs has the top of the key, gives to Turner down on the left baseline, leans in, throws one high off the glass, no good, and over the back, no call. Oh my goodness. Rousey went over the back of Kayla Pendergast. I thought she knocked it away. They say it went off the Streaks last. Halsney to inbound.
And standing, I swear, she was out of bounds. Standing out of bounds when she caught that pass, but she stepped in and got the shot up and in.
No, I agree with you. That's what I thought I saw, too.
Now, Cadence fires from 18 right wing, no good, and a long rebound, Weeks. Weeks runs it down the right side, pushes off on Capri, now picks up in the right corner looking for help. And a steal by Cadence. Cadence Leidick, long down court pass to Lily Clark. Lily couldn't hang on, though. Got let her a little bit too much. 52-26 streak, 7:01 to play here in the fourth quarter.
26 turnovers for Sterling, 9 for the streaks.
My goodness. Under 7 to play. Right wing it goes to Halsney. Dribbles left. Gets a pick. Stops at the right elbow. Oh. Shot up, and they say Lily Clark got a piece of her.
Must have gotten her just enough, because
I didn't see that. Was not nearly as much contact with what Lily took on the moving screen from Rousey there. She took quite a shot there as Rousey stepped up into her. First foul on Lily Clark. And the free throw for Halsney, that is short. It's her first attempt of the night. That's their first free throw attempt of the night. Second shot. Oh, Rousey jumped in the lane before she even shot it, then went over Juniper's back to get the rebound over the back again. And now it's going to go back to the streaks and probably should have gone the other way if you don't call the foul. Wow. Juniper had her blocked out. She went right over her back. But after the free throw, she jumped in the lane before she even let go of the ball. Juniper Schwartzman, right wing, out high, goes to Kayla Pendergast. Now it is Capri Ferguson with it. Oh, Capri has it knocked away. Now what are we going to call? Weeks? Or Capri got called for a foul? They did the same thing on the steal. Well, okay.
All right.
I'm not sure exactly what went on there. First foul on Capri Ferguson. 6:34 to play. Well, they're keeping us from getting our 30. All right, this is...
Can't see it needs a steal on the score here.
Yep. Left wing, new player in is Maria Garcia Ibarra. Now a steal by Caden. Lost. Oh, they're going to say one off Weeks last.
Okay.
All right, we'll take that. So another steal then by Caden Slider.
That's 10.
Wow. Pretty good effort. Pretty good defense there. Juniper Schwartzman on the right wing with it. Kayla Pendergast out high to Capri Ferguson out high on the left side. To Cadence Leidick. Cadence drives right baseline, leans in, puts it up, can't get it to fall. Rebound kept alive by Juniper Schwartzman. Now we're going to have a tie-up and a travel called on Ibarra, so it goes back to the streaks.
Cadence is now 0 of 10 from the field, but she has 10 steals and 2 assists. You want to affect the game without scoring, do what Cadence does.
Cadence drives in, got away with a little travel.
There we go.
5-footer up and good by Cadence.
Finally breaks the goose egg.
54-26 streaks, 5:50 to play in the ballgame. Now, a long three-pointer short by McCombs, and the ball falls out of bounds back to the streaks. Now coach is going to want to get a basket. Now Alexis Edgerson comes in and replaces Cadence Leidick. What an outstanding game for Cadence. All right, so Cadence Leidick with the basket there and heads to the bench with 5:45 to play. Streaks with the basketball and the lead. Capri Ferguson will set. Near turnover. Kayla Pendergast able to gather it and double dribbled, and they missed it.
Not sure that they're paying much attention
apparently
to
not.
Any of these infractions.
She caught it, lost it, picked it back, dropped it, dribbled once, picked it back up, and dribbled again, and now a foul got called on somebody. Back in for
that's
Sterling.
The one downside about this. They're not putting the most recent foul up there anymore where it's easy to see. I mean, we can try and decipher based on who has fouls. I don't know how many of them Weeks.
I had 3 for her.
Oh, you did.
Inbound shot up and no good by Lily Clark. And what do we got?
I think it hit the end line, so it's going back to.
So Sterling will bring the length of the court. There was another opportunity for the 30.
Yep.
5:28 to play. What'll we get it with about 3 minutes left on Emmanuel on Saturday?
Something like that, yeah.
Another new player in for Sterling, Maggie Rousey, assuming the sister of Catherine. Weeks on the dribble. Nice defense by Capri Ferguson to cut her off. Brings back out, and they
Weeks
throw it in the backcourt. Alexis Edgerson hustles after it again. Down the left side, lays it up.
There we go.
Nice hustle, Alexis Edgerson with the basket. She's got 5. And it's 56-26, and we've got a continuous clock from here on out.
29 turnovers now on Sterling.
Rousey to the right baseline. Gets out high to Ibarra. Ibarra brings the top of the key. Stops. Gets back to Rousey. Maggie Rousey down the right side. Cut
pushes
off by
off.
The three. Pushes off and puts up a 10-footer up and in. Maggie Rousey with her first basket. 56-28. Lily Clark right wing and lost the dribble. Oh, they're going to say it went off the foot of Ibarra last. Here's a must-have because it bounced back toward Lily. So checking back in is Amankwa, and she replaces Weeks. 4:22 to play, clock running. Streaks lead 56-28. Be careful there, Capri. She nearly went over and back.
Yeah.
The official ran out there to see. She nearly stepped on the timeline. Capri with it out high right side. Gives to Alexis Edgerson. Thought about the three down the right side of the lane. Capri, little runner-up. Took some contact. No call. Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound. Put back good. Another offensive rebound for the Streaks. Juniper Schwartzman's first basket. Make it 58-28. Streaks under 4 minutes to play. Right wing, Ibarra with it. Working against Lily Clark. Drives to the right elbow. Now kicks out to Rousey. Left wing, Amankwa. Fakes left, goes right, pulls it back out as she was cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Amankwa on the dribble, knocked away by Lily Clark this time. Gets out to Ibarra. She'll dribble right, knocked away by Lily again. Ibarra gets it back. Now tries to get to Stella Gardner. And
ball goes off her and just out of bounds.
So the Streaks get it back on another Sterling turnover. 30 now?
Yep. Now we're going to get a mass timeout. There's 3 minutes and 26 seconds left.
And a running clock. All right, well, we'll take a timeout as well. Streaks lead 58-28. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:26 to play in the ballgame. We got a running clock. Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 58-28. Streaks ball out of the timeout. We thought the officials wanted to get out of here the way they were playing the game, but then, you know, 90-second mass timeout with a running clock and 3.5 minutes left. Right wing, Kayla Pendergast to Juniper Schwartzman. Now Capri Ferguson, top of the key, inside to Kayla. Gets knocked away from behind. Ball goes to the floor. Alexis Edgerson comes away with it for the Streaks. Gives to Capri Ferguson right
oh.
down lane. Got hammered.
Oh,
no call.
No.
My goodness.
And he called a blocked shot.
Wow. Sterling comes away with it down court. It goes to Rousey. Maggie Rousey puts it up and in. That's her second basket.
She's outscored her sister, who's played almost the entire game.
58-30. Lily Clark with it out high to Capri Ferguson with 2:51 to play. 58-30 Streaks.
I still can't believe that there was no foul.
Oh, calling. I know. Lily stops, fires a 17-footer left side, too strong. Rebound comes away to Rousey, or rather that was Melcher. Now it's Amankwa. Brings it back out high, gives to Ibarra out on the right wing. Ibarra on the dribble, stops, and Lily Clark ties her up. Well, make up your mind. You look like you wanted to call a foul.
I thought that's what was coming.
Yeah. Finally called the jump ball, goes back to the Streaks. 2:15 to play and counting. Capri Ferguson on the dribble, brings it across. Kayla Pendergast has it. Now Juniper Schwartzman gives it out high right side to Capri. To Kayla Pendergast, mid-post, steps back, fires a 16-footer, missed it. Rebound saved inbounds. Oh, they're going to say Alexis stepped on the inline as she was trying to save it inbounds. So it goes back to Sterling with 1:53 to play and counting. 58-30, the Streaks lead. Coming up after the game, of course, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side, one to beat, puts it up off the glass and good.
Nice Capri take, Ferguson. Capri.
She's got 9 and make it 60-30 Streaks, a minute 30 to play in the ball game. Right side, Ibarra on the dribble. How high it goes to Rousey. And we got a whistle. Travel.
And everybody's cheering for Lily Manon. Do you think it's Manon or Manon?
Manon, yeah. Manon.
Shouldn't this be streak ball?
5-6 senior. Yeah, he called a travel.
He called?
Oh, no, he was calling substitute.
Oh.
That was a hockey substitution, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, okay. Manon fires from on top of the three-point arc, top of the key. Missed it, but the rebound came right back to her. She fires again. Missed it. And rebound. Now they're going to give it to her again. Rebound came to Natalie Ettinger, and they gave it back out to Manon. Now she's going to Streaks are going to let her drive and shoot it, and she missed it. Juniper Schwartz won the rebound. 42 seconds to play. Outlet to Capri. She's going to run it down the right side. Lays it up. Missed it. Got fouled, though, by Ibarra.
Are you going to call the foul this time? She just kind of put her hands out like, am I going to get one of these?
Ibarra picked up the foul. Clock running. 25 seconds to play. We're going to end it. Or is he going to stop it? Are they going to stop the clock? I don't know what Coach Massey was saying. First free throw, no good. Yep, they stopped it with 16 to play. So, first free throw, no good by Capri. 16 to play. They stopped the clock. Second shot up, missed it. And the rebound brought down by Ettinger. Now they're going to give to Manon again.
The streak's all back off.
Yep, and puts it up off the glass and in. So Manon gets the basket, which is what they were wanting. 3 seconds to play in the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Defeat the Sterling Golden Warriors. Final score, Galesburg 60, Sterling 32. Well, that's exciting for them. I don't know if she's gotten in. I suppose she's gotten into a game at some point. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's a senior and got a basket. And the Streaks winner, though, here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 60, Sterling 32. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also, run down some stats. Name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game. 60-32, the final score. Take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Brett Wright from WGIL. The Galesburg Public Library's January Reading Challenge is back. New Year, New Books runs through the end of the month and is open to readers of all ages. Participants can earn raffle tickets to win prizes for every book read this month up to 10. Learn how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win a final score, Galesburg 60, Sterling 32. So the Streaks now 60-4 on the season, 4-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Sterling drops to 1-13 and 0-8 in the Western Big Six Conference. Big game for Kiara Kilgore scoring wise, 30 points in three quarters. That's pretty impressive. And man, I don't know if I had as many steals in a career as what Caden Slidek had tonight in one game. That was pretty impressive. How many did she end up with?
Caden's 10.
10 steals in the game. Wow, pretty impressive defensive effort by the Streaks as they get the win here tonight, 60-32 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg for providing our transportation. Check out this pre-owned 2019 Nissan Murano we're driving. You can see it on the lot tomorrow out there, and they can, if that's what you're looking for, perfect, great riding vehicle. If you're looking for a new Nissan, they'll find it for you as well. Check them out, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Well, we'll add up some stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The WGIL button is back.
This year, it's yellow and black.
It's been red and blue and black and white.
It's been green, purple, gray, and out of sight.
It's been worn on a jacket, coat, and sweater vest.
And if you've been spotted wearing one, you can attest
that an envelope full of cash is the cat's pajamas.
And if we spot you wearing one,
well, you'll probably go bananas.
$500.
Oh, my God. I could almost pay.
Up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
the Knoxville Bar and Grill on Main Street.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
In times of crisis, finding the right resources is critical. That's why we offer 211 in Knox County. I'm Lon Dunn, Executive Director at the United Way of Knox County. Our 211 service has local operators that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to connect those in need to resources like counseling services, daycare providers, help for the elderly, legal advice, and utility assistance. All you have to do is call 211. When we live united, anything is possible.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the Knox County Health Department's free walk-in COVID booster vaccine clinics tomorrow morning and Thursday afternoon at the former Bergner store at the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Clear tonight, overnight low of 0. The wind chill as low as 6 below 0. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 34, while tomorrow night an overnight low of 25. And Wednesday, cloudy and 39. It's 6 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here tonight. 60-32 was the final score over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Sophomores a winner as well. 40-28 was the final in that game. Of course, coming up tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys back in action. They will take on the Rock Island Rocks up at the Rock Garden. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will have that one for you. 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. Girls back at it on Thursday night as we travel to Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Be happy to get back and get another crack at them because we weren't playing that well at that point of the season and just did not play a very good game. Moline's had a few struggles since then, but the way we're playing, I put us up against anybody in the conference.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you talk about the way the girls are playing. They're starting to play with a more of a sense of urgency on defense. And offensively, I think they're doing a better job of sharing the ball and finding who has the hot hand. I mean, we saw that tonight. They noticed Kira was hot, and they just kept feeding Kira, and she just went to work. I mean, just plain and simple.
So Moline on Thursday night, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Eric and I will be there for that. Then Friday night, the boys, a tough week. Rock Island tomorrow night, Quincy on Friday night. Those two teams did a battle. The Quincy won last Friday night. Brad and Jeremy will have that one, 6:40 pregame Friday night. Then it'll be a busy day on Saturday. And by the way, tomorrow night, if there's some time following the Streaks game, we'll pick up the Illini against Nebraska. Same thing on Friday night, Illinois-Michigan will pick that up following the boys' game. Then Saturday, the boys' Martin Luther King tournament. Well, what's going to happen?
If the Illini play Michigan.
Well, yeah, there's that. Plus the
fact. They're in COVID shutdown again.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They always wait till right before the Illinois game.
Yeah, of course they do. But with the boys' game, there's a couple of public league teams that are supposed to be here for the Martin Luther King tournament this weekend, and they're not in school. And if they're not in school, they're not going to be coming down to play. So we'll see what happens with that. Girls are scheduled to play in the Downstate Classic. We will travel to Lincoln to take on the Railers. They're in the top 10 now here in the state of Illinois. Coach Massey making his way up our direction. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, your girls came out and, from the outset did what you wanted them to do and what they needed to do in a game like this tonight.
Yeah, going into the game, we said the two things that we have to do is we have to play harder than they do and we have to take care of the basketball. And if we do those two things, they can't beat us, we didn't feel. And I really think that we did. I thought early we had, you know, numerous kids get out in the passing lane, but I think, you know, Cadence in particular just totally disrupted their offense with steals. I don't know how many steals she had.
We had her for 10.
10 yeah. steals.
Yeah.
Gosh, and that's, I think the school record is like maybe a dozen or mm-hmm. something, and it was set, I don't know, in 1943 or something like that. It was, I mean, it's one of those where, you know, it was set actually when girls basketball first got going, and the girl that did it, Carla Huddle, was a great, great athlete, but, you know, I always kind of thought, well, it's also a tribute to, you know, maybe girls basketball not being very good with the ball skills and stuff. But I thought that was phenomenal then with Cadence of 10 steals. That's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously Kara had a hot hand early on and it kind of kept going to her. And I'm just able – they were finding ways to get her the ball. She was finding ways to get open as well.
Yeah, and I've said it to you before. I don't know when it happened and I don't know how it happened, but I'm glad it did, is that it's obvious like some point in mid-December the girls have had, you know, just kind of reached an understanding. I don't mean they ever sat down with it. It's just that I think they all, you can watch them playing, and they know what works well for us as a team, and they know, you know, what the strengths are of their teammates, and they really you know, it's kind of, they always talk about, you know, the great player ends up makes their teammates better. Is right now, you know, they're all being great players because they make their teammates look better.
Absolutely. Good win here tonight. Kind of a sad note here, Coach. I don't know if you had heard a gentleman you spent, what, a couple seasons with, Jim Wyman, who had done some play-by-play. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked to it passed away yesterday,
no.
Unfortunately. So I didn't know if you'd heard that news yet.
Sad
yeah.
to hear. He was a
yeah.
good man.
Yep, absolutely.
He'd been an educator for years.
Yep.
And when I first was in boys basketball, he was doing radio back then in the 70s with it and stuff. That's sad.
Yep. So, yeah, in fact, didn't he spend some time at Galesburg High after he had retired from Palatine? From Fram,
yeah, he did.
Filled in.
He did some substituting,
yeah.
I think. Yes.
Yeah.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Another conference game on Thursday night. I mean, we were just saying the way you guys are playing out, we like the fact that we get to see Moline again and what's coming up in the conference.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the price of poker goes up starting Thursday.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations on the win. Thank you.
Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks win it. 60-32 was the final score. Take a timeout, come back, run down some post-game stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 60-32 the final score. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Tom Aerith there. Gibson Streaks win it here tonight. 60-32 was the final score. Teams played even at 8 points apiece in that fourth quarter. Again, ended up with a continuous clock for the end of this one. But the Streaks with a win now. 16 and 4 on the season, 4 and 3 in the Western Big 6 Conference. All right, well, let's start on some post-game stats here. We'll go scoring-wise. First off, Streaks led actually only one player in double figure, Kiara Kilgore, with 30 points on the night, including 10 twos, 2 threes, and 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Capri Ferguson had an opportunity there with a couple of free throws at the end, couldn't quite get over the hump. She had 9 points, 3 twos, 3, and over 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Abby Davidson, 2 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line. 6 points for Abby Langefelter. Those all came in the first quarter. She had her own 6-point run, 2 baskets, and 2 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Alexis Edgerson on a 3 and a 2, and she was 0 for 2 from the line. Let's see, 2 points for Cadence Lydick on a basket. Did a whole lot more in the game, though. Juniper Schwartzman with 2 points on a basket. Streaks with the 4 threes and 8 for 15 from the line. One player in double figures also for Sterling, Olivia Turner with 11 points, 4 twos and a 3. 7 points for Addie McCombs on a 3 and a couple of twos. 6 points for Cadence Weeks on 3 baskets in the first half. 2 points on a basket for Catherine Rousey. 4 points on a couple of baskets for Maggie Rousey in the fourth quarter. 2 points for, and I didn't even have her name in the scorebook, the young lady, what was her name? Which one was it that came in there at the end that scored the basket?
Manon, Lily Manon.
Lily Manon with a basket for 2 points for Sterling. They were 0 for 2 from the free throw line, hit a couple of three-pointers in the game.
Well, Tom, turnovers the name of this game. 32 turnovers for Sterling. Streaks finished with just 10 turnovers. Rebounding, Sterling actually out-rebounded the Streaks 32-25.
Wow.
Streaks had a 16-11 edge on offensive boards, though. Sterling finishes the game 15 of 36 from the field, including 2 of 10 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, shot the ball really well and took way more shots. 24 of 56 from the field, 4 of 9 from downtown, 20 of 47 from inside the arc. Stats, in addition to the points Tom told you about, Juniper Schwartzman had 2 boards to go with her 2 points. Abby Davidson had the 6 points, but she also had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. Abby Langenfelter had 7 rebounds and a steal to go with her 6 points. Cadence Lydick might have only scored 2 points, but she had 10 steals, 2 assists, and a rebound. Alexis Edgerson, 1 assist, 2 steals to go with her 5 points. Capri Ferguson, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals to go with her 9 points. Grace Nelson contributed an assist and a rebound. And Kara Kilgore, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, and a block to go with her 30.
All right, Streaks won it here tonight. Final score 60-32. Sophomores a winner by a final of 40-28. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ow. Maybe if you slowed Ow. Down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
the Grandview Restaurant, Grand Avenue, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com. WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Mandy Balser from WGIL. Bring the kids to Discovery Depot to make snowy sculptures this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. The cost is just $1 with the price of admission. To learn more about this and other area events for children and adults, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling, where the Streaks win at 60-32. We're right, 32 points and 32 turnovers for Sterling, is that right?
32 points, wow. Or 32 turnovers and 30 points.
Oh, 30
no,
32 points.
And 32, okay, you're
okay.
Right.
32 and 32,
yeah,
all
you're right.
Right,
32 and 32.
Well, our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and as again, we mentioned, turnovers were the big difference in the ball game. but a lot of those were forced by the Streaks defense, and we set the tone early, and she struggled from the field mightily, but finally got one to fall. But she was the one with her defense that really got the Streaks going and got us going offensively, even with the steals.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior Cadence Leidick. She finishes the game with 2 points, 10 steals, 2 assists, and a rebound. Just a great game for the senior, and she's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, again, tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys in action. They will be at Rock Island at the Rock Garden to take on the Rocks. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have that for you. We'll be back with you on Thursday night from Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline as the Streaks will take on the Maroons. Be looking forward to getting another crack at that team.
So yes, and then hopefully we're able to take care of business in that one because, realistically, Geneseo might have the conference locked up just because it's going to be tough for any team to knock them off that many times. But at the same time, it'd be good if we could make a run at that number two spot.
Absolutely. All right, sophomores win 40-28. Varsity winner here tonight. Streaks win 60-32. Thanks to our studio engineer, Roger Lundini, keeping us on the air. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdith saying good night from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.